This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent filled with innumerable inspiring life journeys showcasing the innovation and courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work as inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Deora, in Varanasi, who raise awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrate the birth of every girl child like a festival, and fights against dowry. The group's journey began with the establishment of the slipper-making factory, with the first pair of the slippers sent to the Prime Minister. After a few days, the group received a letter of appreciation from Mr. Modi, where he expressed the pride over the group. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Quad stands for the vital force for stability, progress and the prosperity of the Indo-Pacific. The social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of readdressing of the region needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwawa and US's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign minister said that what had started as an emergency response to the catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that the Quad countries now work together with the partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses the complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering the quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. The government has said that the space economy will grow nearly five times in the next decade, from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, the Minister of the State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead a space biology. He said that the investment in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. Of the €220 million earned through the launching of foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations and highlight the local cultures and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of New Year 2025. In a message, the president said that the New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspiration in everyone's life. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to all the citizens on the eve of New Year 2025. In his message, the Vice President asked the people to move forward with determination, nurturing their democratic values and to resolve to keep the nation first. The government has approved a project worth 272 crore rupees for Chandauli and Manikpur in Uttar Pradesh under the National Mission of Clean Ganga. The 59th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission of Clean Ganga, chaired by the Director General NMCG Rajiv Kumar Mittal, approved the several projects dedicated to the conservation and rejuvenation of Ganga River. These initiatives are aimed at promoting the cleanliness, sustainable development, and the preservation of the environmental and cultural significance of the river. The total annual groundwater recharge in the country has increased by 15 billion cubic meters substantially, and extraction has declined by 3 billion cubic meter in 2024. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel released the Dynamic Groundwater Resource Assessment Report for the year 2024. According to the reports, the total annual groundwater recharge has been assessed as over 446 billion cubic meter. The annual groundwater extraction for all users is over 245 billion cubic meter. The report highlights that 100% of the groundwater samples in northeastern states are at an excellent category for irrigation, and the assessment was carried out jointly by the Central Groundwater Board and the states of Union Territories. In Hockey India League, Hyderabad Tufans grabbed a bonus point after prevailing over Delhi SG Pipers 5-4 in a shootout after the both sides were locked 2-2 at the end of regulation time in Hockey India League match yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.